You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We kick off the show, as always, with a sense of market movements throughout the day, and joined on the line by senior analyst at Xness, Terence Hove, to take a look at market movements throughout the day and see if we can make sense of them. Terence, lovely to have you on the show, as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. I suppose let's start with US developments, most recent developments. The US shutdown has finally ended. Markets not really having much of a reaction. The Nasdaq still down for the day. The S&P down at the moment. The US dollar showing marginal movements. Are you seeing anything that points to the market being happy that the US shutdown has ended?
Good evening, Jimmy. Great to be back on the show. Yeah, I think it's been one of the longest, shutdown in the history of the U.S. government. And what we're seeing is market reactions. Typically, interestingly, when I was reading some research earlier this week, I spoke to indices typically rallying from optimism, when it comes to the end of the shutdown. But I think what we're also seeing in the indices is the broader market concern as well, especially around tech and the valuations, because that has seen quite a lot of volatility over the past, couple of days. And we've seen quite a significant drop as we're speaking now, compared to where the price has been on the US on the Nasdaq 100, for example. So, yeah, I think that the US markets at the moment are really under pressure. The government shutdown deal has not really done much to alleviate that pressure, and we're seeing the South African rand being one of the best performing emerging market currencies benefiting from that, breaking that 17 level as well. So, I think pessimism is building around the markets, especially, following that deal, which is rather odd as well. But the deal mechanics, this is through to until January 2026. So perhaps also the view is that the funding that's being provided is not long enough till perhaps another situation where there's another shutdown, a prolonged shutdown, and that could be being priced into the market as well.
Terence, you touched on the rand performing better, and I'm looking at it. I had a little conversation with our team a little earlier on. It is in levels we haven't seen since January or February of 2023. Clearly, the rand factors have come to the party as well as some of the dollar factors. Do we anticipate that we'll be able to kind of sustain the move below 17 rand? I see we're back slightly above the 17 rand level at the moment, but things are looking positive.
Yeah, I think to your point, things are looking positive. And if you look at those positive points, railing stocks, the local bulls, hitting all-time highs, increased investor sentiment, around bonds and riskier assets being an emerging market. The fiscal reforms, anticipated global rate cuts. So I think the headwinds for the South African rand are really much, in its favor, in the economic momentum for declining from the declining unemployment and, strong infrastructure support. And of course, we're seeing gold doing very well, which is quite, an important commodity for South Africa. They're traded globally. So there's a lot of factors that are playing into this being sustainable, to that question.
Terence, when we look at some of the other developments, I'm looking at equity markets, local equity markets having a good day as well, responding to the continued sentiment or continued positive sentiment, rather. If we look at international markets, they're a bit of a mixed bag as well. U.S. markets are down at the moment. How do we kind of make sense of some of the driving factors at this stage in the year?
Yeah, I think, the improved domestic sentiment following the midterm budget and positive jobs data, those have been amongst, the key driving factors to the sentiment. And outside of just today or this week, the rand has been faring well, over the past couple of months. And it's taking advantage of that dollar weakness that we've seen, because that's also playing in favor for the South African market being an attractive destination for investor appetite. And again, I think the policy outlook for South Africa in comparison to, say, the US, the data, key data has not been shared in the US, has been lagging because of the government shutdown. So a lot of markets, anticipation of that data has been more forecast than the actual data. So when we put that all together, we see why, for example, asset classes such as the equity market have been doing very well for, in South Africa as an emerging market. Is that investor appetite increasing and again sustained on that improved domestic sentiment?
Terence, in terms of the commodity markets, they seem to also be finding a bit of favor off the back of this overall positive sentiment that we're seeing. I see platinum pricing, palladium pricing all up, oil pricing also moderating, and even the gold price back towards that $4,200 a fine ounce level. Markets gearing up for one last rally before the end of the year, one last move to the upside and some profit taking. What do you think?
Yeah, well, Jimmy, we would want to get that rally because, there's that fear of missing out in the all-time highs that we've seen, for example, when you mentioned gold. But when you're seeing gold pushing higher, that also speaks to that increased, a risk element, it being a safe haven asset in that increase in flow. So, of course, you would like to attract that record highs for profit taking, as you've mentioned. But again, it's also indicating that increased risk sentiment in the market. But for the greater part, I think, when we look at, for example, indices, the US indices are also being an asset class that we've seen record highs as well, and the structural support they have, and the concerns that we have seen in terms of it pulling back. I think we will possibly see another rally, possibly, because at these lower levels, the risk still remains for gold to push higher. If we look at it broadly from there, if we look at the US indices in terms of the tech sector and the investment in the tech sector and continued investment in the tech sector and inflows pushing up those indices higher. And then again, we'll see, I think, possible strong profit taking as well before that last hurrah, for 2025, which has been remarkable for financial markets when we look at these levels across the board.
Terence, before I let you go, what are you looking at going into the rest of the year? I know it is a difficult time at the end of the year. I know at this point there's potentially a bit of exhaustion that's creeping into the markets and into investor sentiment. Is there anything you've got your eye on?
Yeah, I think as I mentioned, looking at the US indices, the concerns of overvaluation of stocks. But even with those concerns, when you see pullbacks, buyers come in quite strongly as we're going into the holiday season, how much of that momentum is going to continue and where does it position us going into 2026? Again, we've got the US Fed to announce whether they will move in December or not. And then that also brings another dynamic to the risk factor for 2025. So I think those will be somewhat the key things because that will also have an effect on the South African market in terms of that investor sentiment and which way the capital is going to flow.
Some driving factors and thoughts around capital flow and where we go to for the rest of the year. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thanks so much to Mark, Senior Market Analyst at XNest, Terence Hove, for joining us to get a sense of markets and what's moving them.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.